The rehabilitated sex addict is such a fun one. I love how she's this, I can't say former sex addict. I mean, if you're an addict, you're never a former whatever it is, because if you do it one more time, you're just gonna fall back into it. So you're always an addict. And so this is why she was going to remain celibate, so that she didn't mess up her relationship. She wasn't going to like beg him for sex all the time, which messed up her other relationships. And that would probably be her wanting sex in public, her just wanting sex in the middle of the night and getting thrown off. That possibly has happened to me. I'm not telling, but it has. So she's at a bar because she just broke up with this guy. Well, he broke up with her that morning. And then she meets up with a listener who is such a nice guy. He volunteers to take the pictures with her. And at first, it's just going to be the cream pie. And okay, that's something that I just find so hot. You know, I love cum. I love cream pies. But I also love the thought of just like having the cum all over the vulva and then taking pictures, because it looks like the messiest cream pie ever. And so I just always have hot visions of doing that and taking pictures. So I knew I wanted that to happen. It had to go further than that, obviously. And I love how he's a perv too, which is perfect, because they start off where they're gonna take the picture of him eating her out, only it's pretend. But then he can't help himself and he gives a lick, and then he can't stop himself either, so he like totally chows down on her and she comes, and I love that. And then the blowjob pics. So I knew the second like she got that in her mouth, there, that would be it. Like, there was no way she was just gonna like put it in her mouth and take it right back out, because that is like the gateway drug for her. And that's why she never did it to her ex. So yeah, she goes to town on his cock in every way. But before that, she's all slutty with it, hitting her tongue with it, rubbing it all over her face. It's beautiful. Which, oh, and I love when she's making the video for her ex, and she's like, she talks about, and we're gonna have sex right now. I don't know, it was just funny how she's just so drunk, and I don't know, I found that line funny. It's my line, so of course, no. And then, yeah, I couldn't just have him, like, come on her pussy, like he needed to go in there. So yeah, she didn't look wrecked enough. I put so many of my own kinks into this one, so many pictures, photographic evidence, the videos, everything, the cock on the tongue, the cock all over the face, him like not being able to stop himself and taking a lick. Ooh, so hot, so hot. Ooh. And then, you know, the cum all over the pussy, and then looking wrecked in order to take pictures. Yes, another kink of mine. Gotta take good pictures in order to do that. You gotta look really wrecked. So he eventually just had to do it himself and totally destroy that pussy. So hot. He is such a nice volunteer. I mean, he was a stranger, and he's, that's so kind of him to help out this woman, right? He doesn't get anything out of it, no. And then, you know, they go on to have a tit fuck. So yeah, I think these two are gonna be seeing each other in the future a lot. I don't think they're gonna have a nice, healthy relationship with each other, unfortunately, because it really is an issue for her. I mean, she's a major sex addict, and I don't think the way things are now and her not being able to control her sexual urges, there's no way she can have any type of normal or healthy relationship. So if she got therapy while being in a relationship, yes, I think there would totally be hope for her. But right now, And no, there's no hope with these two. Unless, of course, she goes to therapy, as I said. But yeah, I don't see him being as much of a sex addict as her. He was just a guy who saw an opportunity and was horny. That's lots of guys. Definitely not a total sex addict, though, I don't think. Now, even though I came up with this story, I really want to know what happens when he gets all these pictures and videos. I want to see his face. I want to see his reaction, because he's going to get them, like, what, 12 hours after breaking up with her? Is he going to call her? What's going to happen? I need to know these things. She's a wild one. Wow. When she gets alcohol in her, whew. I also have to say that when I get alcohol in me, I get super fun. Just like she is. Okay, well, yeah, I get horny. I get sleepy too. I get really sleepy too. But she, she's an Energizer bunny, which I am too. But, you know, alcohol makes me sleepy. I don't think anything makes her sleepy when it comes to sex. Mm-mm. So that's where we differ. But I can still, like, you know, go when I've had alcohol. I can have sex. Oh, yeah. I just might fall asleep afterwards. So basically, this audio is just kind of like a treasure trove of a lot of my kinks. Ooh, so much cum. So much cum. I really love cum. I know I always tell you guys that I'm a total cum slut, but yep.